You're listening to SBS News.
За Днепровська 28, так?
In Ukraine's city of Zaporizhia, authorities are handing out iodine tablets. It's a sign that fears of a radiation leak in Europe's largest nuclear power plant are growing. Local resident Anastasia says this is the second time she has obtained iodine since the war broke out 6 months ago.
We bought it the first time in winter when the nuclear power plant was shelled the first time. We bought iodine with supplements in a pharmacy back then, so we still have it, but it's supplemented with folic acid.
In early March, fierce fighting around the Zaporizhia plant broke out, after which Russia captured the premises and the nearby town of Enerhoda. Vitaly is another resident, stocking up on tablets for his entire family.
We were told that an adult should take one tablet. I have a 7 to 8 year old child. He should take half a tablet.
Professor Andrew Stutchberry, head of the Department of Nuclear Physics at the Australian National University, says a radiation leak from a nuclear power plant would cause a release of harmful gases.
If you lose off-site power and you lose backup power for cooling the reactor, there could be a meltdown of the kind like Chernobyl, which would then lead to the release of some radioactive gases and the like, in which the iodine is a very biologically active component.
When a radiation leak occurs, Professor Stutchberry says the thyroid gland is responsible for taking in radioactive iodine. Therefore, taking these tablets can protect the thyroid gland from taking in too much radioactive substance, which is what increases the risk of a thyroid cancer developing.
What it's really doing is it's making sure that your body doesn't retain radioactive isotopes. Your body needs iodine. It's concentrated in the thyroid gland. So the thing is, the body takes what it needs. If it's already got non-radioactive iodine in your body, then it won't retain the radioactive iodine, and that has a very high probability of passing out of your body before it does any severe damage.
The United Nations and Kiev have called for a withdrawal of military equipment and personnel from the Zaporizhia nuclear plant to ensure it is not a target of further shelling. It comes as both Russia and Ukraine continue to trade blame for the recent attacks. Local Ukrainian officials say Russian forces have struck residential buildings overnight in the region's main city of Zaporizhia, about a two-hour drive from the plant, and the town of Orakhiv further east. But Russian Defence Ministry spokesperson Igor Konashenkov says it is Ukraine who has shelled the plant.
The Kiev regime continues its provocations with the aim of creating the threat of a man-made nuclear disaster at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. Over the past day, two shellings by artillery units of the armed forces of Ukraine on the territory of the nuclear plant were recorded. A total of 9 missiles were fired. As a result of the shelling, 1 projectile fell in the area of the 6th power unit and the other 5 in front of the 6th unit pumping station, which provides cooling for this reactor.
Russian authorities say technical personnel were monitoring the situation and that radiation levels at the plant remain normal. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has again vowed to retake the separatist areas in the country just days after the country celebrated its Independence Day.
Every year, on the last weekend of summer, two holidays are celebrated in our country. They're closely related, Donetsk City Day and Miners' Day. In 2014, everything changed for Donetsk because of the occupiers, and this year all of Ukraine will not have holidays. But we haven't forgotten and will not forget any of our cities and any of our people. Donetsk has always been one of the richest and strongest cities in Ukraine. Now Donbas is almost destroyed by Russian strikes. The invaders brought degradation and death, and they believe that they are there forever. But it's a temporary thing for them, and Ukraine will return.
України.
Rebecca Kazmierczyk, SBS News.